Program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's really nice to have you with us this Wednesday morning. Let's get right into our thoughts by turning to 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. Listen to these great verses. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. What a great statement here. This characteristic, this attribute of God stands out so much that it is almost all-inclusive the way it is said here. God is love. All the other attributes of God are most impressive and very awesome. But if we left out this matter of love and we didn't get this side of the nature of God, everything would be pretty heartless. But this shows that God has a heart and God has grace. And it says God's love is manifested toward us in his only begotten Son. And this brings to remembrance John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh yes, this love makes us respond to God in a great and wonderful way. In Romans 2, verse 4, Paul says this, Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? The Apostle Paul says the goodness of God leads a person to repentance. God's love. God's love is a great motivating factor. And in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, John says here, We love him because he first loved us. We love God because he first loved us. We respond accordingly. This all-engulfing love, it is the fire that heaven has lit, and not we ourselves. In 1 Peter chapter 1, I like these verses 22 and 23. The Apostle Peter says, Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Oh yes, we are born the love of God comes into our hearts as the Holy Spirit is there. In 1 John chapter 3, and verse 14, John says here, and what great truth it is, We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So we are born again. This takes place according to Acts 2:38 when we repent and are baptized for the remission of sins. And then Romans 5:5 says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. And then the fruits of the Holy Spirit, or the fruit of the Holy Spirit, is mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, as we respond to God. He says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, or self-control. Against such there is no law. Yes, God is love, and we respond to this grace and love of God with love on our part. We love him because he first loved us. And the goodness of God has led us to repentance. And as Peter says, we have purified our souls by obeying the truth of the Spirit. And now we are to love one another with an unfeigned love, with a pure heart, a true heart, as we respond accordingly. We have the love of God, and we are to respond with the love of God in our hearts as the Holy Spirit comes through our lives. And he says, the fruit of the Spirit is love. And then all of these other wonderful things are given here. What an awesome, what a wonderful attribute of God. And that is, God is love. And may we respond accordingly. This is our great truth for today. Thank you for listening.